sack. Is that all you get for your money? And if that's what you have in mind, yeah, if that's what you're all about, good luck moving up, 'cause I'm moving out.
Well, good morning and happy Saturday to everybody. Today's a special day in my life because I'm going to the Peace Walk. The Autism Peace Walk is downtown at Scissortail Park, and it starts at, I think it's 10. I can't remember. All I know is I'm going straight from here,
yes.
Right?
At
9 o'clock, I'll be there. I have got with me, and I promised you guys this, I am going to bring on a competitor, and we're going to talk. And so I brought on Jenny Whitten. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning, Becky.
Well, I wanted to start. I want to give my listeners kind of a little bit of insight into the personal life of a realtor.
Sure.
Okay. We have a lot of competitors out there, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Is there 4,000 of us or 6,000 of us right here in the metro? I think there's 4,000 of us that are active realtors.
Yeah,
that's
maybe
a lot.
A little bit more, yes.
That's a lot. And how long have you been selling real estate?
24 years now.
24 years. Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's more than half as long as I have. So there you go. So I started selling real estate in October of 1977.
That's crazy.
I know. I first spent the first 5 years as a social worker.
Yeah.
And that's what I always wanted to do, is be a social worker. And it turns out I'm more of a social worker now than I ever was.
Yes.
As a professional social worker, right? I don't have the constraints of the state Department of Human Services.
Right.
Which is good, because if you've got a little bit of common sense and you can help someone, and you're not prohibited from doing certain, you know, from getting out of your lane, basically.
Right.
Okay. So I started selling real estate. Just someone said, man, you ought to sell real estate. And I was going, well, I wonder how long it takes to go to real estate school. Back in the day, it took 6 weeks, two nights a week,
mm-hmm.
to get your real estate license. And even then, I was like going, man, that's scary. You could be in charge of somebody's whole financial well-being,
You
only have to go to, at the time, it was 30 classroom hours. Now, it was the same test. It was just a little bit more concentrated.
Sure.
Of classroom time. Now you have to go 90 hours.
And you can actually do everything online.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you learn online?
Some of the stuff I do online, but I also like to be in person.
I do. I like to be in person,
yes.
Because I don't like to just read and take a test, because then you don't really need structure. Just give yourself a book.
Well, then your questions aren't 100% answered because there's so many different varieties.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, in my office, my transaction manager has been with me for a little over a year now, mm-hmm. and she is so good. Her name is Joy, and she is just a wonderful human being and naturally cares about people.
Sure.
That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to care.
You have to.
We ran into a circumstance where she said, oh, Becky, I think I missed the TRR date by a day.
Oh, no.
And I'm going, well, Joy, let's hope you didn't, because
right.
that really puts us in a libelous
bind,
position.
Right? Mm-hmm.
And this one particular contract, it was accepted by the buyer. It was accepted by the seller after the expiration of the time limit. You know,
right.
the buyer holds out their offer for a certain
right.
period of time, and it was 5 o'clock
mm-hmm.
on a certain day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was signed at 5:50, which does not make it an enforceable contract.
Mm.
So you have to go back and you have to get the buyer to confirm the
That's
sale.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So we got the sale confirmed, which meant the effective date was actually 4 days later.
Mm.
She was very relieved to know that. But there's certain things that you're just not taught that in real estate school.
You're not.
No, you learn that one thing at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing we dealt with yesterday was certification of the foundation of a mobile home
by
a registered architect or a licensed structural engineer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I was like going, it's been a long time since I have sold a mobile home, I guess.
That's right.
Because that changed. We didn't have to do that last time. Now, you have to do certain things. You've got to get the A and the B plate if it's a double wide, A, mm-hmm. B, and C if it's a triple wide. Mm-hmm. And that's the appraiser literally has to crawl under the structure
right.
and look for these little
hideouts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and this one didn't have any because the tongue had been removed, which is where they were on. Now, the number was on the electrical panel, but you have to literally go back to the manufacturer and request a replacement. So we got that done.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know. Well, I didn't know you could get replacement plates.
Yeah, had no idea.
But that's the kind of thing. I mean, you've been doing this 25, 26 years, right?
24 years.
24 years. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm aging you.
Yeah, that's okay.
and these are the kind of things that you learn as you go, particularly
right.
regulations. This is a VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
So VA requires things other than what a conventional loan would require
right.
on a mobile home.
And I think the FHA has the structural engineer as well.
Does it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's $600.
It is.
Unless you know
yes.
of another structural engineer.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My structural engineer is Dave Gastgeb.
He's great.
The best.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but it's $600.
Right.
And you have to fit it in.
That's right. And you're on his timeline. When he's busy, he is busy.
He stays mm-hmm. busy. I know. He keeps trying to retire, but but somehow I keep dragging him back out there. So let's go to how you and I met.
Okay.
Do you remember when you first met me? Because I don't remember when I first met you. I've known of you
yes,
for a very long time. Because you're an active and productive mm-hmm. realtor.
Yes. Yeah, so I knew of you. We had a couple of cross sales together. But as far as our relationship, how it built was through your daughter.
Yes.
And we both have children with severe autism. And she helps me with my baby. And she has just been a godsend to our family. And then, surprise, you're her mom, and she is one of my dearest friends in the entire world. We are so grateful for her, and that is how you and I have become close.
I will tell you, and Emily is an amazing person.
She is amazing.
Even if she weren't my daughter, she would be a very amazing person. Emily has a speech-language pathology
yes.
pediatric practice,
yes.
and she's got like 37 employees. It's a pretty big deal.
She's incredible.
But you... How'd you hear about Emily?
A doctor's office
referred you. Okay.
Yes.
And so you go and see Emily, and then you learn about Camp Communicate.
Yes.
Which Emily does camps during the summer.
Yes, and it's a nonprofit for children to help give them a boost in speech. And a lot of these kids have never said, I love you, to their parents. And so their goal is to help them, just give them a boost and encouragement of what they can do.
And it is more than a one-on-one.
Oh, it's intense.
Very intense during the in 1 week or 2 weeks or whatever. And she has people come from out of the country to go to this. It's the only one.
It's a big deal. It's the only one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, but she teaches the parents.
She does.
How to give therapy to their own kids and how
yes.
to better help them communicate. So that's kind of a cool deal. But you walked in, and at the time, you were with Keller Williams.
Yes.
And you were at Mo Anderson's.
Yes.
Place. And anybody in real estate knows who Mo Anderson
yes.
is. Wonderful, wonderful
yes.
person. Mo is a friend of mine, too.
Yes.
But Keller Williams, in Mo's office, they did a fundraiser, like a golf tournament or something. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we did a golf tournament that year. It was for her Red Day. So they do a charitable event on her birthday every year. And I was in charge and allowed to do it for Camp Communicate, which is the nonprofit organization. And we ended up getting a lot of people together, raised a lot of money, and a lot of families were able to send their kids to camp. It was a beautiful thing.
Because, I mean, camp's like, it's like $3,500
a month. It's expensive.
I mean, not a month, a week.
Yes. It's expensive.
It is expensive.
But they have to understand, too, that you have multiple therapy sessions in just one day that you cannot get from the state on a weekly basis.
I was able to sponsor 1.5 kids last year.
Aww.
I was so excited. So, but we're going to talk about how you and I meet professionally
Sure.
And how our families blend together.
Yes.
And how we do that with a smile on our face with one of our largest competitors. And we're going to return right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins. I am broker of Movers Real Estate Company and the leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And I am here with one of my competitors, Miss Jenny Witten. And Jenny, who are you with now?
OKC Management is our company.
Okay. So you manage, you do property management.
I do property management and sales.
Yeah. So.
And HOAs.
Right. Yeah, because you've got a couple
HOA management.
We've got a thing coming up, actually. Do you remember that we've got? I forgot when it is, but at the
Builders.
The Central Oklahoma Home Builders Association. I'm the one that kind of heads up the education part.
Right.
And events.
Yes.
And so I'm going, hey, Jenny, come on. And we usually have Georgie Rasko from Neighborhood Alliance, but.
Yes. Yes.
She retired.
She did, but I know who you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. She's like. Her head is so full of knowledge.
That lovely we should, woman.
Mm-hmm. We should preserve her.
Yes.
So, okay. We talked about kind of how we met is cross-selling.
Like yes.
My listing, your buyer, or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And how our families have a couple things in common. But when we went on break, we just talked about the Mike Gannon, our producer, producer extraordinaire, was saying something about how he had seen a lot of Penske and U-Hauls and big moving trucks this week. Well, it's moving season,
yes,
right?
Yes, it is.
And the big moving trucks usually that are like semis very often are military because military, it's PCS time.
Mm-hmm.
And PCS is permanent change of station for
those
of you who are not military. and I'm very aware of this because my dad's a veteran, my husband's a veteran, my father-in-law was a veteran, my nephew's a veteran, more than one nephew are veterans, but I've got two sons who are active duty military for, Will, I guess, is actually this week, he has been in the military 18 years.
That's incredible.
And that tells you how old I am because my baby is a lieutenant colonel.
Aww.
And then my oldest, Eric Ivins, is a warrant officer, chief warrant, and he had a PCS, permanent change of station, last year about this time.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went from San Antonio to Seattle.
Oh, wow.
And so, of course, we go visit our kids everywhere they move because, I mean, we didn't get to go to Djibouti. We didn't get to go to Afghanistan or Iraq.
Right.
But everywhere else.
You've seen a lot of amazing places.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just make it a habit to go. I'm going, why not?
Yeah, why not?
You know.
Life is short.
Yeah. So, and now William he was stationed in Korea for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to Germany for 3 years.
That's right. He's overseas.
Yes.
Yes.
And now he's going to England.
Isn't that great?
Next. And we're going, did the U.S. forget that you're a U.S.
Yes.
citizen? Bring you back to the U.S.
So.
You know, get on this continent. But they're very excited about their station in England. But they will be moving in June to a new station in England.
And it's a big deal to move because I was a military brat myself and my husband, he was a military brat. So both of our fathers, you know, that was what they did. And we moved every 3 years. And when you're a kid and you move everything every 3 years, you pick up and you start all over again. And you don't realize how hard that is.
Yeah.
So you have to have a little bit of empathy for those families.
The grandkids that are overseas now are not all that old.
Right.
They're like 5 and 7.
It's a little bit easier, but when they get in school, that's when it becomes difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were in German school.
Oh.
They just couldn't pick up and move even in kindergarten. It was like, no, you don't miss school.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. So your dad was Top Gun.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Yes.
He literally was.
Fighter pilot.
Fighter pilot for the Navy.
Mm-hmm. Marine Corps.
Marine Corps. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And took off planes off a ship.
Oh, yes.
And landed on a ship and spent a lot of his time flying on his side because he was in Vietnam mountainous.
So when he was in Vietnam, he was enlisted, and he's pretty incredible. He never really told me anything about it. I think I was 36 years old whenever I really got a story from what actually happened there. My father-in-law was in Vietnam. My father-in-law also was a fighter, well, not a fighter pilot, but a pilot of the bigger, I think the C-9s.
He was Air Force.
Air Force. Yeah. Air Force. And then he was a commercial airline pilot.
Yeah, I mean, he flew the Dreamliner.
Yes. So he, I think he flew the OU team to one of their championship games or something like that. He loves it. He's got a picture of it. It's one of his pride moments. So,
yeah. Well, so it's, why do we talk about the military and that kind of stuff? Is because, like, you are working with two military families right now.
Yes.
And are you listing their property for sale?
One just closed. And this tells you about the military. They thought they were going overseas. And then she contacted me this week and was like, do you know any realtors in Tennessee? And I'm thinking she just wants help with her family. And she goes, well, we got a call. They're moving us to Tennessee instead. All of their belongings were packed up and they were closing in less than 48 hours. That is how quickly they changed their mind and moved them somewhere else.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you find him a realtor in Tennessee?
I did.
Okay, good. That's one thing that once you've been around for a while in real estate, there is probably not a place in the U.S. or Canada
that you can't help somebody with. But you do need the knowledge and what to look for to help pick the right agent.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because everybody has online presence, but you really start to know what to look for if they're actually selling something.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need to have sold, in my book, at a fairly high level for at least 5 years before I'm going to refer business to you.
Right. There's so much learning. I still learn. I learn on a daily basis with this job.
You do. One of my agents said that he thought his knowledge base was not as strong as it needed to be. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, do you want me to challenge you then? And every week during our team meeting, you can tell the team something new that you learned in real estate this week.
Hmm.
And that's turning out to be pretty good.
Well, I mean, if you want help with knowledge, I guess start learning a different topic, huh?
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, okay, so on military, how do you approach a military client differently than you do a local client that's moving in town from one spot to the next?
Well, it is actually extremely difficult because with the military, you absolutely have to take into consideration that they may only be here for 3 years. So you have to put them in a neighborhood that's not going to be in a lot of competition with a builder, for example. You have to make sure that it's going to be sought after. You have to make sure it's going to be affordable for resale as well, that you're not eliminating a lot of the public and that there's not anything strange, you know. Whereas on local, they may love just one neighborhood and they may look for a year to be in one neighborhood.
Right.
That is the biggest difference.
Yeah. And that 3 year period of time, it's in some markets like we have right now, it's hard to gain enough equity
in
3 years.
That's right.
In order to pay the cost to sell your property, you know?
Well, and I had a lot of them, and they were happy if they just broke even. So we've been pretty successful with that, and they have broken even the majority of the time or made a little bit of money on it when they have a quick turnaround in a normal market.
Yeah. But military spouses sometimes feel like they want something different is what I have found, because they don't want the same old, same old, same old.
And I feel like they want to be heard.
Yes, for sure. So it turns out being a little bit of a business session, sitting down with them saying, well, now in 3 years, do you want to bring $8,000 or $10,000 to the table in order to sell your property, or would you rather buy something a little bit safer?
That's right.
And be able to break even, or maybe even have equity in your pocket.
That's right.
But you have to be realistic with them. Tell them the truth. You know,
I think
they
want to hear that too.
Sure, you can buy this log cabin on 50 acres, but are you going to be able to sell it?
That's right.
When you get done.
That's right.
Yeah, Eric is in Seattle, and they just bought a house and they wanted to buy this one on the river, and it was a, not much of a house, but the setting was absolutely phenomenal. And I said, listen, I said, are you going to be prepared to bring $30,000 or $40,000 to closing?
That's right.
And he goes, you don't think I can sell this? And I said, maybe you can.
Right.
But Eric, look, you're in a military neighborhood. Look for a 3% interest rate on an assumption.
Oh, because yeah, that'd be a great idea.
Military's leaving. You can assume their loan. You have to qualify, of course.
Yes.
But you can use your own eligibility. So your veteran that's leaving gets to keep their eligibility. Man, we've got a lot more talking to do. And I'm here with Jenny Whitten, who is a dear family friend and an excellent realtor. So if you guys will just hang on, we're going to talk more when we return. Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back, my friends and listeners. This is Becky Ivins. I am broker of Movers Real Estate Company and leader of the Becky Ivins Real Estate Team. And it is time for... It is time for our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. Robbins Roofing's word every day is trust. You can trust them for a small repair or a complete replacement of a commercial roof. They are an awesome, awesome. Do you know the Robbins, Jenny?
I don't know them personally.
Oh, they're awesome. They are just quality individuals.
Good.
And they run a wonderful business. So our word of the day today is a term, which often our word is more than a word. It is, how about cooperative competitor?
I like that.
Cooperative,
word.
Yeah. And a lot of times, realtors get more adversarial and feel like they've got to really take up for their client, which means they don't understand the law to start with.
Well, I agree.
Yeah, because... our laws changed, and I know that half the realtors out there would miss this question on a test as to are you a fiduciary of your client? And no, under Oklahoma law, you cannot be. So but you provide professional services for.
That's right.
You have to use reasonable skill and care. Mm-hmm. You owe them confidentiality.
That's right.
So a cooperative competitor is somebody that acts with cooperation while competing against another company and, you know, another real estate company. So the good realtors understand that well.
Yes.
And that you must cooperate to do what the client that hired you for your services wants you to
That's
do
right.
for them.
That's right.
Right. It's your job to kind of hold it together or advise them how to tear it apart. I mean, that's...
And it's also about building relationships, and not just with a relationship with your client, but with relationships with other realtors, because at the end of the day, the seller wants to sell, the buyer loves the house, and don't let your ego get in the way of that.
Right.
We work together as a team.
Right.
That's
and,
right.
Well, so that's our word of the day, brought to you by Robbins Roofing. I do have to mention Robbins Roofing again, because... if nowadays, you know, used to you had 2 years to file an insurance claim after like
right.
a weather event. Now you have 1 year.
That's so incredible. Yeah.
So you can easily miss a roof claim. And they know exactly when that hail or wind hit your house.
They know
because
exactly
it's
when.
Computerized.
Mm-hmm.
They can tell you the size of hail that hit at your address. And if it was 370 days ago and you file an insurance claim, the insurance company does not have to pay for your roof and your damage.
And you do see them deny people.
Yes, it's sad.
It's
isn't
very
it?
Sad.
Because, I mean, and things are so expensive now. I mean, roofs used to, you could get a little rental property roofed for $6,000 or $7,000.
And that's not the case anymore.
No. Definitely a 5-digit number.
That's right.
And often won't start with a 1.
Yes.
So, yeah. So, anyway, if you have had wind at your house over the last year?
Not in Oklahoma.
We have had a crazy year on on weather, haven't we?
We have.
So call Robbins Roofing, talk to Larry or talk to Jennifer, and just say, I'm not real sure if I have any damage or not. Could you come look? Now, if you don't have damage, or if you don't have an insurance claim damage enough to file an insurance claim, they are going to tell you. They're going to say, you know, this is your deductible.
That's right.
And you're not going to get close to that with the repairs, but you do need some repairs, and this might cost you $670.
That's right.
And we can fix it to be weather tight and shore up your roof, or they will walk you through every single step of the insurance process.
And they should.
Yes, and they do. So call Robbins Roofing. It is 728-3700. Of course, we are in the 405 area code, so it's 405-728-3700. That number really should be written somewhere close to where your phone charges. Put it on a little sticky note close to where you charge your phone so that you will have it handy. So, okay, we're talking about how we work as competitors but cooperate.
That's right.
Have you ever had a real cranky realtor just make your life miserable?
Yes.
How do you handle that?
Oh, well, you know, I'm a little spitfire sometimes, but over years I've learned to try to just calm down and make everything work and not try to get so upset, you know, pause for a moment.
Well, the thing that gets to me more than anything else is when the realtor won't call you back.
I see more and more of that now over the last few years than ever before. And I have, I used to do a lot of relocation with tons of addendums, and I will never forget a realtor trying to text the entire transaction when they get a packet of 60 pages that a relocation company once signed in addition to a contract, or you don't get the house. And they wanted to text and had never done a relocation deal before. I think that was my first eye-opening experience of how things are changing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, you can text a lot of things, but picking up the telephone is a really good thing.
It is a good thing.
Visit. Mm-hmm. And you can get a lot more done in a phone call in a short period of time.
Yes.
And I spend a lot of time in my car. How about you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you can't text while you're in your car.
No, you cannot text while you're in your car.
Well, you can, but I mean, then next thing you know, you're going to be texting from the hospital.
Well, I know we call the car our office.
Yeah, I know, right? People say, well, I live in Moore, and your office is in Northwest Oklahoma City, so I guess can you refer me to a realtor in Moore? I'm going, I sure can. That would be Becky Ivins, because we cover nine counties.
That's right.
Yeah. In fact, we're about to stretch beyond that for two different houses right now, even beyond the nine counties.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we've got something coming up. We just sold one, actually, this week that had 20 acres. And I've got another property coming up that's got 20 acres. And it's hard to find 20 acres.
It is hard to,
with a house that is under $500,000.
That's right.
And both of these under $500,000. So you're not going to find that, you know, at 150th and Meridian.
No.
So you're going to find that in a little bit further out.
That's right.
Yeah. So, okay. So ask me a question, Jenny.
When are we going on vacation?
I know. a lot of people don't realize. I mean, we go on vacation with the Whittons, and that's because Jenny and Emily, my daughter, are very good friends. I would say besties.
Yes.
And our families, including the grandparents.
And Dabrowski, my husband.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yep.
And so we all go together, and we have the best time. And everyone is patient and tolerant and helpful with the severely autistic
That's right.
kids.
And we have lots of kids that we bring with us.
Yes, we do, don't we? We have a total of, what, seven of the kids, the grandkids?
So four, like, yeah. Four,
your parents, your in-law parents.
In-laws,
parents. Yeah, so we go together and we have a really good time.
That's right.
But everyone knows that Emily Hathaway, Jenny Whitten, and Becky Ivins will have their laptops with them.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Checking the email for offers, checking applications for rental clients, mm-hmm. and you don't get a huge break from real estate usually.
Never.
But if you just do it while you're drinking your coffee, you take an hour and a half, you get it done.
And then you go play.
Then you go play with your family. Mm-hmm. And then while everyone's sitting down after lunch and everyone's a little bit tired, you plop that laptop open again.
Well, and thank goodness that all of our companies have teams.
I know.
Help. We could not do it without them.
I know. The team concept is incredible. Mm-hmm. You know, I sold real estate for as long as you have, solo.
Yeah.
No team. Not even tough. Another agent.
Yeah.
Because I was just solo, my own broker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's difficult.
It is.
Well, I had a house full of kids, and they were all involved in everything, from music to gymnastics to school stuff, and I mean, everything. So there was no time to go anywhere because the kids, you could never find a time mm-hmm. when all four kids had a week to get off.
Yeah, no, you have to make that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we would usually go for 3 or 4 days somewhere rather than a full week.
That's right.
And that way and of course, that's right when the three clients you've been working with for months decide that's the moment they want to buy
a
house.
Of course. We went on vacation in February and I had 5 contacts. 5 people called me. Okay, I'm ready in February.
I know, right?
We're like, of course, I'm out of town.
Yeah, but you managed it.
We managed
it. Yeah, yeah. It's a lot easier to manage now than it used to be. Because, I mean, we can literally take our phones and everything. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy as on a laptop.
No,
but we can do it.
A lot easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Okay, well, we have got our smoking hot deal coming up, and I'll ask Jenny to talk about one of her smoking hot deals at the same time, and we'll return right after this with more on Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. Welcome back to Oklahoma Real Estate on the Move. This is Becky Ivins, and I am here with my friend and cooperative competitor, Jenny Whitten, and it is time for... Time for our smoking hot deal, brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. Have you eaten at Casa Perico?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
I love Casa Perico. Try their new location on May Avenue, just north of Hefner Road. Mm. They've got one in Yukon on Route 66.
That's right. They did, didn't they? Yes.
Yeah. And they've got a 63rd Meridian mm-hmm. is their original location. And then mm-hmm. they've got 122nd and Penn. So Casa Perico Mexican Grill. Delicious in our smoking hot deal. I'm going to tell you about something that I told you about a couple weeks ago because we were getting ready to put it on the market. Now it's ready. It actually is listed and it's open tomorrow. And it's kind of a unique property in that it's upscale, but not enormous in size. This is 3,664 square feet, and it's located on 5 acres.
Oh, wow.
In the Yukon School District. And so it's near Hefner Road and Cemetery Road. So some people would say Bob Funk Country. That's where that's where the Express Ranch is, is in that square mile. And most everybody out there, I don't think there's any developments in that square mile. I'd have to look at the overhead to see. But everyone's got acreages out there. It's kind of like being in the country, but still real close to city services. This is, I'm going to give you the address, so you guys need to write this down. It's going to be open tomorrow between 2 and 4. It's got an in-ground pool. It is one of the prettiest architecturally built homes that I have seen. It's traditional, mm-hmm. but it's got high-pitched roof, and every face of that house is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, from the outside, showing the pictures, I mean, everyone in my office thought that the back of the house was the front because it was so pretty. Because they had not been out there to look at the house yet. They're going, man, the front of that house is beautiful. And I love that back wraparound porch.
It's the details that matter.
Yeah, but it's a front wraparound porch. Mm. It's on the front. And then the details of the architecture are just beautiful. So it is, if if I'm remembering right, $799,000. So on 5 acres, extremely high ground. You can see Edmond and Oklahoma City from sitting on the back patio.
So how nice.
It's wonderful.
Yes.
You can have horses there, of course, or we'd have some talking to do with old Bob Funk, wouldn't we, if you can't have horses there. So anyway, that is our smoking hot deal. Go see Joe. He's going to be at the open house tomorrow. And just go through and look at it and say hi to Joe. Tell him what you're looking for. If that's not what you're looking for, you can still go meet him there, and he's going to find you what you are looking for. And I know that you had a smoking hot deal, but you sold it last night.
I did. I sold it yesterday. They're so grateful. And yeah, congratulations to that family. My smoking hot deal, I'm going to focus on a rental property.
Okay.
It was just listed yesterday. It is 2004 Sama, S-A-M-A way. It is in Mar-a-Lago edition. That's also in Yukon.
Oh, okay.
So just under 2,000 square feet, 1,900 and some change, 4-bedroom, 2-bath, 3-car garage, and it backs up to a green belt and overlooks the pond, and the backyard faces east. So no crazy sun in the afternoons, nothing but a lovely view.
And watch just something like that.
$2,100 a month, that is it. And this is a home that is 2 years old. So.
Wow.
Two, maybe 2.5.
That really is a good deal.
It is a good deal. Yeah. So beautiful neighborhood.
That's our smoking hot deal, brought to you by Casa Perico Mexican Grill. Okay, Jenny, we're rounding home. Rounding home plate, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. So tell me what you like best about real estate and your horriblest thing you really dislike about real estate. What's the worst thing?
Okay. I would say the worst thing is that your business will never stop if you're good at what you do. It is continuous, so it's hard to make time for the family. So that's where our teams really come into play and help. And you need a lot of help, and don't be afraid to get it. But my absolute favorite thing are the people.
It is. You're a social worker.
Yes.
Right? Because you just, someone expresses what they want.
Yes.
And you go find out how to help them.
So we're problem solvers.
We are problem solvers.
Yes.
That's my youngest son is a systems engineer. And he goes, oh, well, I'm not a real engineer. I just take a problem and figure out how the real engineers can solve it. And
but that's what makes it fun.
It does make it fun. And it's a very satisfying job. The thing I like least are the egos.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Some realtors think they are all that.
Well, you have to realize that you'd be nothing without the people.
I know it.
Mm-hmm.
And your team
at
the office.
Well, yeah.
I mean, half the people who work for me work on a commission. The other half, I pay a salary to.
That's right.
Or an hourly wage or they're set up. So, and you have to have other people to cooperate. Thank goodness there are other realtors out there like Jenny Whitten.
No, I know.
Because I would sure hate to have to work all these transactions by myself.
No.
Right?
I know. So we need each other.
We do need each other. What are you looking forward to this summer?
I'm looking forward to a vacation with my family. That's important. I'm excited about it. So
you can go to Destin with us.
That's right. We can branch off and go do that. Go to the beach again.
Yeah, we got the house in Destin. We got the golf cart. So now
so
we're ready
fun.
To go. Yeah,
yes.
And we can go build those sandcastles.
Yes.
I might post some sandcastle building that we did last summer.
If you've never done it, you don't realize what it entails.
Yeah, but fun, isn't it?
It's so much fun.
Yeah, my son, son-in-law is an artist. So
oh,
of course, his
beautiful.
Are extremely
yeah, beautiful
detailed
work.
Sandcastles. It kind of looks like a beach that... Well, a professional
well,
set there
mine
with.
Was child drawn like, and then you look at his and it looked like it came from Aladdin.
Yeah, there you go. So do you have favorite vendors that you work with?
I have a lot of favorite vendors that I work with. Such good people.
Every realtor surrounds themselves, every productive realtor surrounds themselves with really good vendors that they can depend on. What makes a good vendor?
Response. If they respond to you, get you your invoices and bids in a timely manner.
Mm-hmm. Well,
huge.
And They show up pretty much on time. That's a good vendor.
And the one thing that I can tell you is that sometimes things go wrong, but if they make it right, you are with someone that is worthy.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And on a vendor, you need to find one that doesn't steal from you.
Absolutely.
Or your clients.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that just, you would think that would go without saying, wouldn't you?
Well, when we do so much business, Becky, we're going to know if a bid is inflated or not.
Right.
Or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Because, I mean.
You see it.
Yes. We see a lot of repairs and stuff going mm-hmm. our way. Well, Jenny Whitten, thank you very much.
Thank you, Becky.
For coming. Well,
I've loved
I'll see
it.
You. By the way, at the Peace Walk.
That's right. I'm leaving here, going straight there.
Another little family event that we like to do is the Oklahoma Senior Follies. And that is not this weekend, but it is next weekend on Saturday night and on Sunday at 3 o'clock is a matinee. So look up Oklahoma Senior Follies. It's going to be in Edmond at the university this year. I think it's called Mitchell Hall.
I don't know.
And a good venue, which is great. So look up those two events. We'll see you guys at the Peace Walk down at Scissortail Park today. Jim Ivins, sing us out.
May each day in the week be a good day. May the Lord always watch over you. And may all of your hopes turn to wishes. And may all of your wishes come true.